Just we are discussing about the application of Vitaka Vichara, aiming and sustaining in order to note the arising objects. As we aim and sustain our noting mind on object of attention, we are doing way of overcoming sloth and torpor. They said we are substituting sloth and torpor with aiming and sustaining. Not only sloth and torpor, but other hindrances to progress are also overcome at the same time. As one applies energy, first initial launching energy, in the course of practice, the yogi may become lazy, indolent, and become casual in his practice, wishing to shrink back, wishing to withdraw from the practice, becoming slack in the practice. Then at that time, one has got to boost up one's energy, at the second stage of energy, liberating energy, heroic energy. We are substituting this indolence with the second stage, liberating energy. And by substituting, we are said to be removing or overcoming this state of indolence. At that time, there will be no such indolence, no shrinkage from the practice, no laziness from the practice. Instead, the noting mind will become diligent, alert, wakeful, active, and your noting will proceed well. By that, we are getting benefits of the practice for the application of these two mental powers, namely aiming and sustaining Vitaka Vichara. And that we ended our discussion. Today we shall go on to discuss about the quality of this energy, Virya, both from the theoretical and practical aspects. The natural characteristic of energy is Virya is Sudha Lakhana Viryam. That is, it has the characteristic of patient endeavor as characteristics. Patiently bearing pain with clenched teeth. Whenever one endures pain, physical pain or mental pain, mental distress, having vigor is the nature of courage, vigor, heroic energy, effort, in order to sustain these difficulties, such as physical pain and mental distress, mostly physical pain in practice. So this is patiently endeavoring as characteristic with clenched teeth. When one suffers unbearable pain, to gain the upper hand of that unbearable pain, one should have the perseverance and heroic courage. Now, when the yogis are practicing meditation, they have to forego a lot of pleasures, such as food. They don't take food as they do at home. They have to control that. Practice the restraint of this taste, hunger, and they have to practice the restraint of their sleep. If they reduce the sleeping hours, and also they have to control their sense organs, eye, ear, nose, and so on. So they have to control everything. By doing so, they become weak or tired. There can be mental distress also. that you have to bear with clenched teeth, especially when you suffer unbearable physical pain, you bear them. Sometimes you may have to change your posture because your pain is unbearable. In that case, you do what you call successful defeat or surrender. That is, you change mindfully, not just carelessly. And in this way, you have to be patient for the practice. Such is the natural characteristic of energy, priya.
Yugandhu medium.
A person is by nature a virtuous person or cultured person or whoever wishes to possess good mind, cultured mind, cultivated mind, need to control their behaviors so as not to make mistakes, so as to commit wrongdoing by body, speech, and mind. Of course, in the beginning, controlling may be difficult. It may be very burdensome, but later on, you get used to it. You are bound to realize the benefits of the practice of self-control. Self-control leads to self-victory. If one indulges in greed, hatred, and delusion, and behave with greed, hatred, and delusion, then one will make mistakes. Now you are controlling yourself. You're winning over yourself by controlling yourself. So that's why it's said that self-control leads to self-victory. So in order to win self-victory, you got to control many things. In the beginning, it'll be difficult. But if you make practice, you'll be able to carry on to control it very easily. In this way, you have to use your energy, your virya, in order to protect yourself. If you protect yourself, you will become secure from the bondage of negativities. If there is no protection, you will not be secure. If you protect yourself in a suitable way, there will be good security, so that you will gain the upper hand of these negativity, such as greed, hatred, and delusion, so that you become free, because you are free from that bondage of these defilements. When you are free, you gain peace. If you are free a little bit, you gain peace a little bit. If you become free continuously, you gain peace continuously. And this peace will be the cause for genuine happiness, which everyone desires. And this kind of happiness suffers manifold the sensual pleasures. But in the case of sensual pleasures, they are deadly, they are fatal, they are dangerous. Even the animals are enjoying such pleasures. So this kind of pleasure, if you want to gain this kind of pleasure which suffers manifold sensual pleasures, then you will not be moved or shaken by these negative views such as craving, aversion. You will gain peace or santi, peace of happiness. This peace of happiness comes from freedom from bondage of these negative elements, known as vimukti. And this freedom comes from security, and security comes from protection. In this way, there is cause and effect in order to realize the genuine happiness. The objective is to gain the kind of happiness which excels manifold the sense of pleasures, which is good in itself, which is Unrelinquishable. The nearest enemy are the negativities, namely craving, aversion, and delusion. So one has got to protect one's mind from these internal, from these near enemies. And to do that, you need to activate your mindfulness. And in order to activate mindfulness, you need to exert energy. It is very important in order to drive your noting mind towards the arising object of attention. So that, as we have discussed yesterday, Viriya will not accept Kilesa, defilements. By not accepting them, they are said to be abandoned. They are not given a chance to arise in a stream of consciousness. For that, we bear unbearable situations with clenched teeth. Hence, its function, Upatthamana Rasa, it has the function, Rasa, of supporting. Whenever you are about to fall down, you are given a support, and Viriya has the function of supporting. Just like when the house or building is about to fall down, leaning on one side, then we have to prop it up with some force so as not to let it fall down. Or due to sudden causes, if the mind tends to shrink back, tend to withdraw from the practice, then we have to apply the second stage booster energy, nekamata, to liberating energy, so to overcome this indolence. Such is propping up one's mind, slackening mind, so as not to give in with some determination. So Viriya energy has the function of propping up or supporting. Hence, it is the function of energy. Every object, beginning with the main object of rising and falling, you've got to apply normal energy. While you are applying this initial launching energy, you come to a situation where you suffer from physical pain. Then for those people who are cowardly, cannot face this, cannot bear this pain, may change their posture. So at that time, should have this kind of determination, the courage to face it, not to give in. And as your mindfulness and concentration become very strong, you'll be able to see just the pain. And there'll be only two things, that is unbearable pain and your noting mind, two objects away. So you won't feel like changing your posture. As you go on noting it, the pain will go away, will disappear. Originally, in the beginning, you are about to give in, but you have that courage of Viriya as not to give in. You are bearing with clenched teeth and patience so that you are applying the second stage energy, liberating energy. You note it, you overcome not only the pain, but also your indolence. Such is self-victory. So as you are able to overcome this pain, you will have more courage. Just like somebody who has taken up the challenge can face any eventuality, so too. Because you have won over this pain, you can face any pain. Let them come, that sort of thing. So, if there's any new pain or worse pain, you'll be able to face it with clenched teeth. You'll be able to face it easily and even challenge. Let anything come. I won't mind. I will just know and let it disappear. Or know and overcome. So in this case, your energy has said to become very prominent. You have come to possess heroic courage. Because you have already faced it, you will come to possess courage. If you have not faced all the difficulties, you won't be able to possess that kind of courage. So you are not giving up all these things. Instead, you are able to overcome any kind of pain and go on challenging it. This is like propping up the leaning, the near collapse building, so that it will not collapse. Mind becomes vigorous. Now this state of vigor is not gained through by not doing anything, not free. You're not getting it freely, but you are gaining it by facing these eventualities. As your living mind is conquering another object, and you are applying this energy perseveringly, heroically, with courage, you will be free from hindrances to progress, nirvana, in your own right, as much as possible, and so you will be free from these impurities. In that case, your mind becomes pure and fresh and bright, especially when you have overcome the difficult situations. You will become happy, first minor rapturous feeling, then you will be more rapturous, leading to happiness, sukha, happiness with peace. At that time, there will be no restlessness and worry in your mind. With piti, with rapturous feeling, you will experience tranquility of body and mind, because you have overcome this unbearable situation, vedana. You feel very light, levitated. You are said to be enjoying the experience, quality of the Dhamma. You become happy, and your mind becomes especially bright. Such are the unusual results of the practice. Because you have overcome these difficult situations, you become very courageous, you know your own abilities, you become satisfied with the practice, experiencing a rapturous feeling, first minor rapturous feeling, then major rapturous feeling. There will be no restlessness and worry. You become happy, and that is because you will be applying this heroic energy. They are closing the path to unwholesomeness, at the same time opening a way to wholesomeness. All these are the causes of, the result of applying the initial launching energy and then the booster liberating energy. And then you continue to apply, to exert your energy in stages until you reach the goal. At that time, you are said to be overcoming this despicable state of indolence, a kind of indolence by which you are liable to be abused as being cowardly. Such is kosaja, indolence. You are not surrendering, you are not giving up. Hence, the virya has the manifestation of unshrinking, unshrinking is the manifestation of energy.
And ွဲမြဲတဲ့တတိကလည်းနောက်ဖက်ရလိုက်လာတော့ရှုခွင့်အောင်ရှိမှတ်တဲ့စိတ်ရောက်အောင်အမြဲတည်းတွန်းပို့ပေးနေတော့ရောက်အောင်တွန်းပို့ပေးနေတော့စိတ်ဟာအာယုန်ကြီးကတ်သွားပြီးကတ်ပြီးတော့တည်သွားပြီးဒီကတ်ပြီးတော့တည်သွားတဲ့တတိပဲပဋ္ဌာနာစရာပဋ္ဌာနာစရာအာယုန်ကြီးကတ်ပြီးတော့တည်သွားတာကြားသွားဘဝရိယဖြစ်တယ်လားအံဒီကကပြီးတော့တည်တဲ့တတိယလည်းပဲအမြဲတည်းဖြစ်နေတော့တာပဲတည်တယ်ဆိုတော့အမြဲဖြစ်နေတယ်ဆိုတဲ့သဘောပေါ့ဘာမှမလုပ်ဖက်လည်းရက်တည်တဲ့သဘောပေါ့အမြဲပြဖြစ်နေတာပဲသူကအစိုက်တဲ့တတိယလည်းတစ်ချက်စီဆက်စီအစိုက်တဲ့လုံလဝရိယဖြစ်တော့
As the viriya becomes vigorous, the mindfulness will be sustained on object because you are driving your dirty mind towards the object to be anchored on the object. Such is causing mindfulness to rise. Sati has given a pachana from Satipatthana. Pachana means fixed or established firmly on the object. As much as you apply energy, the noted mind is sustained, anchored object all the time, not moving away from the object. As much as the energy is vigorous, mindfulness will be sustained and noted mind will be applied on the object of attention or in the stream of consciousness so that your mind will become free of impurities. Moving away from the object, or flying away, or thrown away, or cast away from the object. Hence, the samadhi, even your concentration, is given as avikripa samadhi. The concentration falls calm and collected on the object of attention, giving rise to what is known as momentary concentration, kalika samadhi. That is concentration arising momentarily on the object, ever arising object of attention. So as much as your mindfulness is sustained, you are bound to cause this kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, to arise in your stream of consciousness, so that the living mind falls calm and collected on the object of attention, that is the quality of samadhi, concentration. As the noting mind is concurrent with the object of attention, you are free from three kinds of wrong thoughts, which are vidaka, namely thoughts of sense pleasures, kama vidaka, that is thoughts of seeing good things, hearing good sound, and so on, thoughts of enjoying sense pleasures. You'll be free from that. And also you'll be free from the second wrongful thought, namely vyabhada vitaka, thought of ill will. Then you'll be free from the third kind of wrongful thought, namely vihimsa vitaka, thought of harming others. In this way, as the noting mind is concurrent with the object of attention, you will be free from these three wrongful thoughts. Instead of wrongful thoughts, you will have rightful thoughts, sambhavitaka, good thoughts. And as you apply virya, energy, as we have discussed, energy has the quality of not accepting defilements. By not accepting, it is said to be to overcome these defilements. And as regards mindfulness, mindfulness has the effect of protecting your mind from impurities, so your mind is protected by mindfulness. And the resulting concentration, samadhi, causes your mind to fall calm and collected on the object of attention. So that moment, just imagine, Can there be any obsessive thoughts? As you apply these three wholesome mental states or mental powers, namely energy, mindfulness, and concentration, you'll be free from obsessive defilements known as pariyokarma kilesas. They will not have a chance to arise in your stream of consciousness. They are said to be subdued. Such is the practice of samatha, tranquility practice meditation. For once again, if you are practicing the three wholesome powers, mental powers, namely buddhi, asati, samadhi, for once again you will be practicing or developing this samatha, tranquility. And there will be no disturbances, duty and duty, and object, the noble mind will be concurrent with the object. And initially, you are aiming or focusing precisely so that you will be seeing the realities of mind and body, beginning with the discernment of mind and body and their conditionality. So long as you are applying these three mental powers, namely viriya, sati, samadhi, energy, mindfulness and concentration, there will be no obsessive defilements in your mind. Such is also called the practice of samadhi seka, the concentration training or concentration group, leading to vinyasa seka, wisdom group or wisdom training, whereby you will be overcoming the latent forms of defilements, where you will be free from the latent tendencies of defilement even in your mind. So initially, in the beginning of the practice, you have taken the vows of precepts, sila. You are practicing what is known as sila seka, the morality training. So that by practicing sila seka, you are free from transgressive, that is, cross forms of defilements which can arise in body and speech. They are said to be subdued. So on top of this freedom from transgressive defilements with the practice of moral virtue, you are applying this viriya sati samadhi concentration group in order to be free from obsessive defilements, so that your mind will not be obsessed with impurities. And later, with the practice of panyasika, you will be free from the latent tendencies of impurities. In this way, you will be free from three grades or categories of impurities, namely gross forms, the medium form, and the refined form of impurities that are said to be subdued. Such are the immediate benefits. And whoever cherishes this immediate benefit will have to practice meditation respectfully and carefully. It is their responsibility. If one is not practicing this way of mindfulness, or even if one has a chance to do it but not making great effort to do it, leaving the mind uncontrolled, uncultured, then what will happen? You will be making mistakes, or you will be committing wrongdoing by body and speech at one time or another, so that you will not be a human being. You will not possess the quality of a human being. You are suffering, you will be suffering loss as a human being. And if you are not mindful, leading the concentration of your mind, then you will be losing the human mentality. And because you are not practicing satipatthana, you are not concurrent with the object of attention, not knowing the true nature of the objects, you will be entertaining all sorts of views. Thus, you will be losing as a human being. Your human status will be lowered. Now you are practicing satipatthana bhavana. You are controlling your mind, cultivating your mind, so that you are controlling physical verbal behaviors, Thus, you are practicing the human contact. You are in accordance, you are behaving in accordance with the human conduct. So you have the quality of a human being. You are a befitting human being. You are a human being, has become the human being. Now as you are cultivating Vriya Siddhi Samadhi at the concentration group, you will be able to come to possess human mentality, thus lifting up, uplifting your status of life. And as you are able to cultivate knowledge beginning with the discernment of mind and body, and as you are able to apprehend the stillness of formation, so the perception of cessation with through the path and its fruit, you become what is known as Uttama Purita, the high level human being, above every human being. So when you come to that stage, your status will never be lower. You will never degenerate. So the practice of this meditation is to become a human being, to be a befitting human being, to possess human mentality, and to be above average human being. So understanding that, cherishing to be to possess this kind of situation, all one has got to do is to practice respectfully and carefully. That's all for today.